Welcome to the Dirt Bike Burrito Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and this is the Burrito Bite Series. We're going to have small episodes for you, the burrito crew. Now, we know that traveling is a bit hard, and we're not doing as many long-distance drives, some of us, so these episodes are a nice 15-20 minutes with industry experts, organizers, riders, and I guess just a whole range of people that are interesting. Plus, Alex and I sit down and have a quick chat amongst each other. In this episode, we are chatting with Greg Peterson from the Grassroots Hard Enduro Series. Talk about 2021 in its small significance that it... Well, this year, we'll talk about 2021 season and how it didn't really play out, but how it was still a great stepping stone for the Grassroots Hard Enduro Series. Then we'll also focus our attention to 2022 Grassroots, which has been announced, the events, the locations, the dates. It's going to be awesome. This is just a great little chat and a great dive into the Grassroots Hard Enduro Series. So thank you very much, Greg, for your time. Thank you, Alex, for sitting in your office talking with me. Thank you so much to you, the fans and supporters. It's been great. We really hope that you'll enjoy these small, short chats. We'll release two a week, Wednesdays and Fridays at this stage. Maybe when we get a bit more kind of traction with them, we can release maybe three a week. Saying that, if you have a question for a rider or an organizer or even a manufacturer, send them in to us and we'll ask them, because we'll be talking to so many people in the motorcycle industry, getting their opinions. It'd be great to have some of your questions filtered in with ours. So if any kind of pressing questions you have for Grassroots or for any kind of event out there, send it to us and we'll ask them. If you have a question about bikes or the 2022 models of bikes coming in, send it to us and we're going to be asking the manufacturers themselves. So any questions, send it to us and you'll be getting them answered in these short Burrito Bite episodes. As always, we'd love to thank our supporters, B&B Off-Road, Grassroots Hard Enduro, Goat Mountain Extreme, Global Racing Oils, Adventure On Store, On Point Moto and Suspension, Whole Shot Graphics. Thank you so much for your support. And as I said, send any questions, we'll get them answered. Enjoy the small episode. Keep riding and stay safe. Cheers. Welcome to the Boat Burrito. I am Jeremy. Alex, how are you?
Good morning, mate. I'm well. How are you?
Oh, very good. Lockdown is treating you well, obviously.
Yeah. It's it's been 13 or 14 weeks. I reckon I've got probably 13 or 14 weeks of dieting and exercise to go to pre-COVID bod. But
that's not really that far from... You didn't really get that bigger out of what you started at, Alex. Come on, let's be very honest, mate. Come
I was starting, let's just say I had a high starting point.
Right, so in this episode, it's a short episode. We're just going to be talking to Greg Peterson from the Grassroots Hard Enduro Series about 2022, which we're all very excited about. Greg, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Jeremy. How are you, mate?
Oh, living the dream, mate, here. We're on the road to getting out of lockdown and hopefully racing next year, mate. That's a very exciting prospect.
Yeah, fingers crossed, mate. Things are looking a bit more positive than what they have in 2021. And g'day to you, Alex. Hope you're travelling well.
Good, thanks, Greg. Yeah, no, all good.
That's the way. Yeah, Jeremy, yeah, look, things that, as we all know, 2021 and going back right through to 2020 has been a bit of a disaster, but lockdowns look like they're easing and we've got a pathway to freedom in front of us. So hopefully 2022 is a little bit of a shining light.
No, absolutely.
Is 2021 over and out at this stage for you, Greg?
We've cancelled pretty much everything. While Steve Bradlow from Wild Woodrock is still clinging on to a little bit of hope there. We don't think borders are probably going to open in time, but Steve might just end up running as a local event possibly. So,
yeah,
who knows what's going to happen, mate? It's just so up in the air.
Yeah, it really is.
I guess last year Wildwood ran at a very low capacity with, was it ACT and Victoria and potentially New South Wales? I couldn't remember who could actually go to it. It was a weird, smaller kind of model for Wildwood, so it potentially be just the same again this year.
Yeah, I think so, mate. And I don't really recall the details from last year, to be honest. It was small. There's only maybe 50 or 60 people, I think, might have ended up going to it.
Yeah.
But I just can't recall what restrictions were in place at that time, but it was certainly limited, that's for sure.
No, it's weird, and I guess it's kind of funny too. We're all kind of hoping that 2021 would have been the year for Grassroots, and we got a couple of good races in at the start, which were absolutely awesome. It got everyone excited and G'd up for racing, and then it was just kind of all taken away from both us, the riders, and you as well, the organiser.
Yeah, we really only had the Osco Killer, which ran unhindered, all borders were open, everybody from around Australia could get to the event, then we had...
Tenterfield?
Tenterfield, yeah. But obviously that was a little bit they got red flagged because Tim decided to fall sick there, unfortunately. And as we all know now, he's well on the mend. He's looking fantastic too, by the way. He's put a lot of weight and muscle back on. He's back on the trials bike and riding electric bike supplied by EBMX. So he's well on his way to recovery, which is great. Not too sure how far away an Enduro bike is, but yeah, he's definitely making leaps and bounds there. But the tennis field was red flagged.
Yeah.
Yeah, not to turn this into an episode about Tim. Obviously, we wish him all the best, but I was staggered at how much he changed physically over that period. I remember seeing one of the first photos when he came out. I barely recognised him. So it's great to see him back together.
Yeah, it is, mate. It is. He's doing his luck from when he was up in the Gold Coast Hospital. And myself and my wife went up and saw him. And when I walked into the room, I was like, wow, like he really did look bad. The videos that he's put out and the cameras just didn't pick up how bad he did look. But
wow.
Yeah, he's looking fantastic now, mate. It was obviously great relief to him and Ian and everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tennisville was red flagged. And that could run unhindered. Then we had Kosciuszko Killer. Then we had the Capricorn Extreme.
Yeah, that's right.
But as the Capricorn Extreme event was being promoted, Greater Sydney went to lockdown, which is quite a huge area.
Yeah.
So it encompassed Central Coast, Blue Mountains, right down through to just past Wollongong.
Yeah, it was a huge area, and I think it stopped us from going as well. It stopped Alex, definitely. Yeah. It stopped us from going because
we
were getting in the lockdown bubbles. It was hard for everyone.
Yeah, you know, a couple of million people excluded from sort of that area there. And then we were up there setting up for the event, and Southeast Queensland went to lockdown.
That's right.
Happy days, mate. Easy running.
Run a hard enduro series, they said. It'd be fun, it said. So, but I mean, it was still great that you pushed so far, you know, forward with hard enduro and really kept the grassroots going. I mean, it would be so hard to keep that motivation there to run a series, especially with all these lockdowns. So it was great that you at least attempted to push it through 2021 with so much unknown.
Yeah, well, mate, that's all you can do. You just keep chipping away at it, and there's light at the end of the tunnel. We all know it's going to come good at some point in time. And I've got a tight-knit crew around who do help. There's a lot of stuff that goes on in the background, which, you know, we all sort of chat about and are working towards the longer goal. We've got a 10-year plan in place. We're not going to deviate from it. So we'll just keep chipping away and, just proceed forward.
And 2022 is looking huge.
Yeah, it is, mate. We made a couple of little changes there. We've got knocked it back from 6 events to 5 events. I think there's going to be a little bit of layover of people suffering financially from the lockdowns and the COVID situation. So it'll sort of spread the rounds out a little bit. We'll have about 6 weeks between each round, which will give the riders a bit more of a chance to recover physically and financially.
Yep.
And just ease a little bit of that financial burden on them as well. So hopefully that will encourage a few more people to turn up and not be such an impost financially on them.
No, I think that's a great idea. You're right. I mean, it's a travel so far. It can get quite costly, especially if we're going all the way to the top of Queensland and Victoria, New South Wales. I mean, that can be a massive cost for people. So I think it's a great idea that you've spread it out so far between.
Yeah, you're right. It is a big cost. It's not just the cost of the entry fee, you know, a couple hundred bucks for entry. You've got all the travel and fuel and everything else, time away from work. And if you place the contractors or subcontractors, you're losing money there as well. So... yeah, it's definitely a big commitment for everybody who turns up to an event.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you've done the right thing. And I guess there's also going to be other things where people may want to go compete in another kind of race somewhere else where they can kind of fit it into their schedule. It's not just all going to be the hard enduro series, which is good. It's kind of going to help support other motorcycle rounds and series that are going to be happening throughout the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, the guys down in Victoria, they started a Victorian hard enduro series. We're getting one underway and working with some others, getting New South Wales set up for a state-based round. And that's sort of a two-pronged approach, just in case, you know, COVID does rear its ugly head and prevent us from crossing borders. Well, we can run a state-based round and can just continue along with that, hopefully.
Yeah, that's amazing.
In Queensland, we're also setting up a new state-based round up there as well, WA. And Transmoto have put their calendar out. I think they've got 8 or maybe 9, I think it's 8 events. Coming up for 2022. So with us having one less round, sort of might open up a little bit more for them, for people who want to go and just sort of flowing single track.
Absolutely. I think it's great.
I read a post, you're looking at also a different style event in 2022.
You may have seen that on my personal timeline, perhaps.
I think I did. I think it was your personal
one.
The straight rhythm stuff.
I've been toying up with... I've been toying with the idea of putting on an enduro cross, a real big enduro cross and straight rhythm event that will run over a couple of days, and have a real sort of carnival family atmosphere to it. That's just a bit of a concept at the moment. Obviously, I'd need some financial backing to do that. I need guys with bobcats and all that sort of thing, all moving, earth moving equipment and logs, tyres, poles, posts, all that sort of gear. So just an idea. Wanted to gauge a bit of interest. And it got a lot of interest. So that's something I'll sort of investigate a little bit further.
The feedback I was reading on that post was all positive stuff. Lots of guys are putting their hands up to help. Have you got a property in mind for that? Would that be a Sydney-based kind of property?
Yeah, it'd be a New South Wales-based property. I can't give it away just yet, but it's really, really easy to access for everybody. Even if you're coming from Queensland, it's a straight drive on the highway. It's literally 2 or 3 minutes off the Hume Highway. It's close to town, and it'd be absolutely perfect location. So. Bit of work to be put into that one yet.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was going to say, Jeremy, if we knew anybody with an engineering company that had plenty of time on his hands that could help, Jeremy, do you think of anyone?
No.
Plenty of money, Jeremy.
Shut the hell up. Coming from Alex on the Northern Beaches, shut up, man, about money. What the hell's going on with you? Anyway.
I'll be in the caravan in a few weeks. Don't worry about that.
I'm
sort of considering taking on sponsors from outside the field, two-wheeled sport as well. We're looking for sponsors who are in the four-wheel drive and that sort of thing as well. So they're interested in coming on board. We're open to that.
Well, that's great. But, I mean, so what rounds are we looking at for next year? Where are we going to be going for the Grassroots Hard Enduro Series?
Well, we shuffle it around a little bit, and we're not going to start off the first round until the first weekend in April, which is going to be the Kosciuszko Killer. So we've actually moved Tenterfield back to being the second round.
Why is that?
Because they get such high rainfall up there during March. We've really been very, very lucky. I mean, 2021, our main campground got flooded out. We just couldn't access it anymore. Uh-huh. So, 2 days before the event, we had to set up all these little different campgrounds along the property, which we kind of made the event a little bit dysfunctional, as we couldn't communicate with the riders good because they were so spread out so far. We've just knocked it back a couple of months, and as you recall, there's a causeway you've got to pass to get through the property. There's lower rainfall in May, which will just give us a bit more surety of what we can do there. So that's one of the reasons we knocked it back there. We'll go to Kosciuszko Killer first, and then off to Tenterfield, and I'm just taking up my phone so I can actually read this here. we've got another one in June, June 25 and 26, and that's either going to be Queensland or South Australia.
So what's the South Australian one, mate? Can we talk about that?
You can. I'll have a fella who's going to help us set the tracks up there, who's completely raised to Romaniac, and he actually came first over there in the Silver Prologue. I think it might have been 2017. I'm not going to name him because he might not want to be named. You'll probably do a bit of a Google and find out who it is anyway. It's a little bit up in the air whether we're going to use SA or Queensland at this point in time, because as you know, SA haven't had any COVID cases, and they're talking, I think I read somewhere the other day, you've got to be double vaxxed to cross the border. So we just need to see how that's going to pan out and see if there's any kickback from riders and whatnot, because as you know, there's a bit of to and fro on the internet with people talking about vaccines.
Touchy subject.
So we'll see how we go in that one, and after that, we've got the Hillstorm out at Hillston, New South Wales in August, and then we've got the Insane Riders finish showing off the series down in Tasmania in September.
Awesome that you've got it. Yeah, the Insane Ride back on the calendar too. That's going to be a fantastic one for people to get down there and obviously just support the hard enduro scene and Tasmania.
Yeah, for sure, mate. And look, because we had to cancel this year, it's really, really suffered for the town. It's terrible conditions for the town down there in Palatina that we used, because they've knocked back all the accommodation from other people locally in the area who wanted to go and stay in the town, kept the accommodation open for us, and all of a sudden we've had to cancel. So, they've lost money hand over fist, as have everyone. Everyone's just suffered. So it's a bit of a bastard situation. So we're going to continue to support them. And we want to grow the sport down there. And we've got a great crew we work down there with, the Hard Enduro Adventures Tasmania. with Josh Staten and the boys.
Yep.
Yeah, we really want to work. We're very passionate about that one, and it's going to continue to grow, and I'll put more out publicly about that a little bit later, just regarding transport and whatnot, because we need to get onto that one early, so we're going to get on the ship and whatnot, so we're going to have a lot of space reserves from the Spirit of Tasmania.
No, that's brilliant. Unreal. That's so exciting to hear that it's going to be it was a bumper-to-bumper year anyway for 2022 for Hard Enduro, and hopefully we can actually fulfil a complete championship, mate.
Well, I really hope so, mate. And look, we've been saying being the last round also. We've got all the facilities in the town to use, so we'll plan a end-of-year presentation down there.
Oh, nice.
And also a massive after-party, so it should be an absolute corker if we can if we run five successful rounds and have all the borders open.
I think that's a great enticement for people to come down to Tasmania as well. If you keep it as the last one, everybody wants to come down to be a part of the last round to kind of see the presentation. I think it's a great way to do it. Really motivate people to actually come down to Tasmania and race it.
That's right. And being as it can be, your toes and fingers won't fall off either.
Oh, that's all right. They've got double heads down there, mate. That's why they're not falling off.
I'm staying out of that one of it, really, is there.
Well, look, Greg, thank you so much again for this little quick chat. It's great to hear that 2022 is going to go ahead with grassroots.
Exciting times it is.
Hopefully we can also keep those individual state rounds going as well. There has been a bit of rumour about, and we've seen, I don't know if it's been your personal or the grassroots stuff, about properties in WA potentially joining the grassroots series. Is that something that could hopefully maybe one day be in the calendar?
We are investigating that. It's funny because we've got so much rider demand over there. Like, since I started up the series, I've been inundated by riders saying, look, you've got to get over here and do one over in WA. But I just can't find any land. Oh, look, I've been offered land, but they're just far too small, which is quite ironic for WA. I think it's sort of 100 acres or 300 acres. But we really need to run a proper event. We really need a minimum of kind of 1,300 or 1,400 acres, but, you know, preferably over 2,500 acres would really be ideal. So we just need to get the property over there. Anyhow, we'll just see how it all pans out. It will come in time. We're working with a good crew over there, so... Yeah, it will happen, but it won't be probably for maybe another 2 years or so, I'd imagine.
Yeah, right. Well, look, it's good that we started that chat anyway with them.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, no, it'll all grow, and it's amazing to see how much Hard Enduro has grown since the series has started up. Now we've got the state-based rounds coming along, and we get contacted by a few clubs as well and say, hey, guys, you want to come up and run a Hard Enduro event with us and help promote us and grow the sport? Because what we're finding is riders are traditionally now just leaving clubs, and because of social media, the clubs are suffering because they're just people hooking up on social media and doing rides outside clubs now.
Right.
So the clubs are sort of, they've got to mix it up a little bit and get away from that traditional enduro and just make it, I think, a little bit more entertaining, because things are swinging around and become more technical. So I think some of them just have to move with the times a little bit, but it takes volunteers to do it, and generally the ones who do volunteer are those who retired, and Hard Enduro and making those tracks is difficult, and this can well be on their scope.
It's
growing and it's getting stronger, and I think it's definitely the future of the sport.
No. Brilliant. Excellent. Well, look, thanks, Greg, for your time, mate. It's been absolutely awesome. Can't wait to see you at some point next year at around. We'll be there. And look, again, thanks for all your support with the podcast, and look, keep safe, mate.
No, just looks the same to you guys, and I really appreciate what you guys are doing for us, and also for the whole enduro community. The off-road scene for two wheels is better for it, so thank you very much for your support and your passion.
Oh, don't say that. Alex's head is going to be huge all afternoon now. Jesus.
I'll give Alex an excuse to get outside. That's okay.
That's it, yeah. If I can get out the door, but sure.
All right.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, go on, you boys. Take care.
See you. Bye.